Hey Wildlifer, Roxy here, apprentice ranger with Ranger Ray and the Wildlifers. And this week, Ranger Ray is travelling to the mighty Ben Nevis, Britain's tallest peak. A familiar sounding voice needs our help, so let's take flight with Eagle and see what's going on.
Nothing like breathing in the beautiful, crisp air above Britain's tallest mountain. I can really get some distance on my eagle call from here. Oh, I do love that echo. One more time.
Help!
Hold on. That didn't sound like an eagle echo. That sounds like someone in trouble on the mountain. Ah, just as I thought. Some silly human thought climbing Ben Nevis would be a simple stroll in the park.
Help!
Yes, yes, you need help. But they're never going to hear you like that. You need to give it a big, powerful...
Across the many majestic wild spaces of the United Kingdom, from woods, wetlands to mountain and heath, whenever help is needed, one ranger and her animal friends always answer the call.
It's Ranger Ray and the Wildlifers.
I can talk to animals. It's a ranger's dream.
It's Ranger Ray and the Wildlifers.
Say hello to my animal team.
With deer and fox and wildcat, mole and dragonfly and beaver and bat.
Sound the alarm and we'll come running to you.
With our animal powers, we'll know what to do.
It's Ranger Ray and the Wildlifers.
I wonder how long it'll take them to get here. Probably a good while. After all, we are all
Did
the way
Did somebody
up.
Call for Ranger Ray? I'm here with Deer, Bat and Roxy to save the day.
Ranger Ray and the Wildlifers, it's really you.
Wow, Ben Nevis is huge. I didn't realise it went up so high. I have to bend my head all the way back to see the top.
So is someone or something in trouble on the mountain?
It certainly seems that way.
Well, don't worry. We're always laser focused on saving the day. Isn't that right, dear? Hmm? Oh, sure.
You know, I feel so at home on this mountain. I bet if I strike the right pose, my antlers will glisten in the snow and... Bat, have you fallen asleep on my antlers again?
Oh, sorry, dear. You know I get sleepy when I travel.
You get sleepy when you stay perfectly still as well, you lazy bat.
I'm not lazy. I'm nocturnal. Although, now you mention it, I could do with another quick nap before all the rescuing starts.
Bat might need a nap, but the rest of us are ready to go. So, who needs our help?
There's someone stuck on top of the mountain. Looks like another human thought they could climb Ben Nevis without the proper preparation.
Someone heading out on an expedition completely unprepared, hey? That sounds familiar.
You think it could be our old friend Expedition Eddie?
We'll have to wait and see, though it wouldn't surprise me.
Lots of people try and climb Ben Nevis without giving it the respect it deserves. It is over 1,000 metres tall, after all.
Climbing Britain's tallest peak is no laughing matter. And when the snow hits like this, you best be prepared. The right clothes, the right climbing gear, and of course, the right mindset.
I'm not sure Eddie has any of those things.
We'll need to get confirmation on his location before we mount a rescue operation.
I can do that. Who wants to join me for an eagle-eyed tour of the almighty Ben Nevis? Bat, you should be able to perch nicely on my wings. Fancy it?
Great idea. Bat can use their sonar skills to find whoever is stuck on the mountain.
Perfect. Hop on and off we go!
Oh, all right.
Hold on tight.
Whoa! This is amazing. Look at these majestic mountain vistas. I'm on top of the world.
Quite a view, isn't it?
I love all the snow, even if it makes me quite chilly.
It wasn't always so chilly round here. The top of Ben Nevis is actually the collapsed dome of an ancient volcano.
Really?
Yeah. See that beautiful valley at the bottom of the mountain? That's Glen Nevis.
You mean there's a Ben Nevis and a Glen Nevis? That must get confusing.
Oh, it can do. Oh, look at that lovely hair.
Oh, why, thank you. I have been brushing it a little more often. And I was thinking of using some conditioner next time.
No, not your hair, Bat. I mean, look at that lovely mountain hare sprinting through the snow.
Oh, yes. Do they not get very cold?
Well, they would if it wasn't for their nice, thick mountain fur.
It looks so snuggly and toasty. Oh, I wish I was wrapped up in it right now.
Hold that sleepy thought, Bat. Do you hear something?
Help! Help!
Yes, yes, yes. I hear a human in distress.
I can hear him all right, but where is he hiding?
It sounds like he made it all the way to the top.
I'll circle round again.
Somebody help! I'm trapped on top of the mountain!
Where is that coming from? How are we supposed to rescue him if we can't find him?
Not to worry. I can use my super sonar to find him.
Oh, I've heard about bats and their sonar powers. How does it work?
It's the best. I can send out sound waves from my mouth, which bounce off the surrounding areas right back into my ears. So by listening to these echoes, I can build a mental map of all that surrounds me.
I love travelling with the wildlifers. Your sonar powers are amazing.
Super sonar activated. Let's see. Looks like there's some ruins on top of the mountain. And looks like... yep, that's where our guy's hiding.
Wonderful. We'll head back to the others and let them know. Hold on tight, Bat.
Whoa!
Eagle and Bat soaring through the sky, the rest of us wildlifers, that's right, I'm an honorary wildlifer now, remember, waited to hear news from the mountaintop. And we even had a furry little visitor.
That's a mountain hare. You can find them all over Ben Nevis. Their coats turn white in the winter, so they're very good at hiding in the snow.
A perfect landing. Thanks, Eagle. That was great.
Did you see who was stuck on the mountain?
They were hiding, so we couldn't get a proper look at them.
It sure sounded like Eddie.
Where is there to hide on top of a mountain?
That said, it looked like some old ruins, but I'm not sure what that could be.
It's the old observatory.
Why, who's that? It's like they appeared out of nowhere.
That's my good friend, Mountain Hare.
Over 150 years ago, scientists built an observatory on top of Ben Nevis to observe the weather conditions.
Where did they go?
Oh, they're still here somewhere, camouflaged against the snow.
The conditions on top of the mountain were too harsh, so it was abandoned after 20 years.
It's like trying to have a conversation with a whack-a-mole machine.
But the ruins still sit on top of the mountain, and sometimes struggling climbers use it for shelter. The end.
Thanks, Mountain Hare. So our would-be mountaineer is hiding in the ruins of the old observatory.
Oh yes, the observatory. I read all about that in my Ben Nevis guidebook.
Eddie could really do with a Ben Nevis guidebook.
I could try and fly up and get him, but even my mighty 2-metre wingspan would struggle to carry a human down the mountain.
This is a mission suited to my particular skill set. Deer's right. Their balance, speed and strength makes them a perfect candidate for a mountain rescue. Bat, you'd better go as well, since you saw where Eddie was hiding. And Roxy, would you mind going so you can talk to Eddie?
Yes, I get to be on Team Rescue.
All aboard for Operation Save Expedition Eddie.
But we're not sure if it is Expedition Eddie yet, dear.
All right then. All aboard for Operation Save Someone Who May Not Be But Probably Is Expedition Eddie.
Much better.
All right, off we go. Bat?
What is it, dear?
Aren't you going to
woohoo your way up the mountain, like you did with Eagle?
Well, it's just we're not going at quite the same speed. Eagle was a lot faster than you. This is more of a leisurely pace. It's quite relaxing, really. I might even...
So it's speed you want, then, is it?
Oh, woohoo!
I can't think of many things more exciting than riding up a mountain on the back of a deer with a bat as company. Oh, I really wish I could understand what the animals are saying on an adventure like this. I wonder, was it really Eddie stuck up there? We'll find out soon.
Help!
Sounds like he's around here somewhere.
My sonar says he's hiding just in there.
Hello? Has someone come to rescue me? Oh, thank you. Thank you, thank you.
It's Expedition Eddie, all right. What a surprise.
Who's come to rescue me? Mountain Rescue? The Coast Guard? Spider-Man?
What would Spider-Man be doing on a mountain in Scotland?
Oh, it's a deer and a bat. That's weird.
And me.
Roxy! What are you doing here? I thought you were too busy to get your mountaineering badge this weekend.
I am busy. I'm busy helping Ranger Ray and the wildlifers save you.
You mean this deer and bat are wildlifers? Well, I am so honoured.
And I'm an honorary wildlifer now too, Eddie.
Oh, nice badge. Can I have a taste?
You want to eat my badge?
I am so hungry I'll eat anything. All I brought with me was this bag of crisps. But I can't get them open because my fingers are too cold.
But you shouldn't have worn fingerless gloves. Let's get you down the mountain. Hop up on Deer's back. And don't disturb Bat. They're very tired.
Oh, thank you, Roxy.
All aboard. Off we go.
Eagle, how many people climb this mountain every year?
I'm not sure. I wonder who'd know the answer to that.
Over 150,000 people.
Thank you, Hare.
We're back!
Another successful rescue operation completed by your humble, fabulous deer.
Ahem.
And Bat.
Hello, Expedition Eddie.
Hi, Ranger Ray. I hope you're doing well on this fine afternoon.
When we were called for a mountain rescue, I had a funny feeling you'd be involved.
It's harder than it looks, this mountain climbing.
That's why you need to make sure you're well prepared. If we weren't here to help today, then mountain rescue would have to get involved, and they're mostly volunteers.
You can borrow my Ben Nevis guidebook next time, when you want to try it.
Oh, thanks very much. Does the guidebook taste good?
We best get Eddie to some food.
Does anybody know the quickest route down the mountain?
The quickest way up and down Ben Nevis is the pony track. Thank you. Goodbye.
Thanks, Mountain Hare. Come on, Eddie. Let's get you fed.
And so my first full rescue was complete. And I got to be part of the whole thing. Seeing Ben Nevis was an amazing experience. I wonder, will it be long till my next adventure?
Oh!
Sounds like another animal needs our help. Come on, wildlifers.
Off we go!
I guess it won't be long then. Woohoo!
It's Ranger Ray and the Wildlife.